Chapter 7 of As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. New version edited by Christopher Westra of freemindpowerbooks.com. Read by Thea Westra of myforwardsteps.com. Chapter 7, Serenity. Calmness of mind is one of the beautiful jewels of wisdom. It is the result of long and patient effort in self-control. When you have calmness of mind, you have more than ordinary knowledge of the laws and operations of thought. You become calm in the measure that you understand yourself as a thought-evolved being. As you see ever more clearly the internal relations of things by the action of cause and effect, you cease to fuss, fume, worry, and grieve. You remain poised, steadfast, and serene. When you are calm, you know how to govern yourself. And you know how to adapt yourself to others, and they in turn reverence your spiritual strength. They feel that they can learn from you and rely upon you. The more tranquil you become, the greater is your success, your influence, and your power for good. No matter what your vocation, your prosperity will increase as you develop a greater self-control and calmness. People will always prefer to deal with a person whose conduct is calm. When strong and calm, you are always loved and revered. You are like a shade-giving tree in a thirsty land or a sheltering rock in a storm. Who does not love a tranquil heart and a sweet-tempered, balanced life? It does not matter whether it rains or shines or what changes come when you possess these blessings. You are always serene and calm. That exquisite poise of character that we call serenity is the last lesson of culture. It is the flowering of life and the satisfaction of the soul. Serenity is as precious as wisdom and more desirable than fine gold. A serene life is much more important than money. How many people we know who sour their lives, who ruin all that is so sweet and beautiful by explosive tempers. They destroy their poise of character and ruin their health. So many people ruin their lives and spoil their happiness by lack of self-control. You can choose to live above this. How few people we meet in life who are well balanced, who have that exquisite poise which is characteristic of the finished character. When you are wise, your thoughts are controlled and purified, when you make the winds and the storms of the soul obey. Tempest-tossed souls, wherever you may be, know this. In the ocean of life, the islands of blessedness are smiling and the sunny shore of your ideal waits your coming. Keep your hands firmly upon the helm of thought. In the core of your soul reclines the commanding master. He does but sleep. Wake him. Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. Say unto your heart, peace, be still. End of chapter 7.